How everything changed. Chapter 1. Getting sick. A romantic trip to Paris. Paris ain't much of a town. Babe Ruth. At the end of August 2001, I was to begin my 20th year as a law professor at the University of California at Davis. To celebrate and to treat ourselves, Tony and I decided to go on a special vacation. Surfing the internet, I found a studio apartment in Paris for rent at a reasonable price. We were not world travelers. A trip to Paris was a big deal for us. For 3 weeks, we'd immerse ourselves in the life and culture of the City of Lights. We were going to have a great time. At the airport, things got off to an inauspicious start. As we sat in our seats on the United Airlines commuter flight from Sacramento to Los Angeles, where we would change to a direct flight to Charles de Gaulle, we noticed the plane wasn't backing away from the gate. Soon came the announcement that an equipment failure would be delaying our takeoff. Tony and I realized we weren't going to make the Los Angeles flight to Paris if we continued to sit there. While others on board chatted about what was going on, we quickly got up, grabbed our carry-ons, all we ever take, and headed for the United Airlines check-in counter. Because we'd acted so swiftly, the agent was able to get us on a TWA flight about to depart for St. Louis. From there, we could change to a nonstop TWA flight to Charles de Gaulle, arriving about the same time as we'd originally planned. Like characters on a TV commercial, we ran down the concourse to the TWA boarding gate, our carry-ons in tow. The flight had already boarded, but they let us on. Once off the ground, we praised ourselves. We'd been so much smarter than the other passengers. By the time we left the United Airlines counter with our TWA tickets in hand, those who'd been on the commuter flight had formed a long line behind us. Ah, pride. Caution, caution, the Buddha would have said. But at that moment, we were so pleased with ourselves for deftly averting a disastrous beginning to our special vacation. Several doctors have told us that the odds are high that on one of those two TWA flights, I picked up the virus from which I have never recovered. We arrived at our studio apartment on the tiny Rue de Vieux Colombier in the 6th arrondissement on the left bank. The apartment was much smaller than it had looked in the online pictures. It consisted of a bathroom and a kitchen, each of which could be comfortably occupied by only one person at a time, and a living room. It was furnished with a tiny table and two chairs, a love seat, a romantic euphemism for a couch that's too small to lie down on, and a double bed in the corner. On the wall opposite the bed sat a bookshelf with a cabinet at the bottom. We found a tiny television set inside, but we had no intention of spending our time in Paris watching TV. We wandered around that first day, waiting for nightfall so we could sleep and adjust to the new time zone. The next day, I didn't feel well, but assumed it was only jet lag. The day after that, I felt awful, but refusing to believe it could be anything other than lingering jet lag, I suggested we go to a movie. We picked an American film, Anniversary Party. Frankly, I just wanted to sit in the dark and try to assess what was going on in my body. While watching the movie, I began to realize that I was indeed sick. Soon thereafter, I developed typical flu symptoms and couldn't get out of bed. After 3 days, Tony and I reached the same hopeful conclusion. This is no big deal. We still have 18 days left in Paris. After a week, it became